Hi, this is Happy Traum, and this is tape number 4 of 5-string banjo styles. Let's get tuned up. Here's my D string, 1st string. B. G. D. And my high G. Altogether, here's the open G tuning. At this point, you should be fairly comfortable with the basic up-picking strum that we did in the last tape. Picking out different notes with your index finger in a nice, clean, smooth way. Perhaps hammering on the 4th string 2nd fret. Of course, changing chords to C, D7, G. And you should also be familiar with the C tuning. That is, we drop the 4th string down one whole step. And we can do the same strum with the C, F, and G seventh in the key of C. You can also hammer on the 3rd string or the 1st string. Then we go to F, G seventh. What I didn't mention last time is you can hammer on the 3rd string 2nd fret. C. Now hopefully you can do all that and you don't have too much trouble with it, because it's essential that you can play it smoothly and evenly and without having to think about it, so that you can think about other things, such as the song you're playing or the new stuff that we're going to do on this tape. Let's get back into G tuning now. And if you remember, on the last tape, we did a song called Jesse James, very briefly, and it went like this. Jesse James was a lad who killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. He stole from the rich and he gave to the poor, with a hand and a heart and a brain. Poor Jesse had a wife who mourned for his life. 3 children, they were brave, but the dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard laid poor Jesse in his grave. Now I'm going to show you how to start picking out melodies with this up-picking. And it should be fairly obvious to you that your index finger is your lead finger, and that's the finger that's going to be picking out the melody notes for the most part. And if you remember in the first 2 tapes that we did, when we played that two-finger style, we discussed the fact that the melody is very often found right in the chords without even having to modify the chords at all. But sometimes, to get what are called passing tones that are not in the chords, we're going to have to do some fretting with the left hand. But if you listen, I'm going to play Jesse James very slowly for you now. And if you watch the tablature, you'll see that for the most part, the notes fall right within the chord that you're playing. And occasionally you'll have to modify that chord to get the notes that are in the melody of the song. I'm going to add some hammer-ons and some slides, because you should be familiar with the use of those also from the second tape in this series. So listen carefully and try to play along if you want to read along on the tablature, and see if you can come up with the melody of Jesse James. Just from looking at the tablature, this falls right into those chords, and there's very little that you have to modify, except for an occasional, of course, the chord changes have to be done with your left hand, and an occasional change in one of the left hand fingering on a chord. Now, this song is just an example of any song that you like to sing, you can play the melody of this way. Now, if you're playing Jesse James, a lot of times those notes will come in while you're singing, or they'll come in as an instrumental break. Listen to it once up to tempo. Now there I put in some slides also. I don't think this will be at all difficult for you to work out. And once again, I'm going to impress upon you the fact that I can think of many, many songs we can do, but on these tapes I only have time to do a few songs for each example that I'm trying to teach. And it'll be up to you to go over any songs, folk songs or pop songs, that fall into this three-chord category. Of course, later on, as we learn more chords on the banjo, you'll be able to expand that repertoire. And playing this style, try to not only accompany your singing, but get facility with being able to pick out by ear those melodies, because most of them are not any more difficult than picking out that Jesse James. There are some extra techniques that we're going to be getting to, such as notes that go up the neck and so forth, but these will all come in time. Just to give you another example of picking out a melody, and something else to practice with, let's take a song that you're probably familiar with, The Banks of the Ohio. And we'll do this in G. And you remember the chorus goes, "Only say that you'll be mine, in no other's arms entwined, down beside where the waters flow, by the banks of the Ohio." Now, hopefully you won't have any trouble in playing and singing that. But let's just try picking out the melody now. We'll slow it down a little bit to give you a chance to really hear those notes. And I'll send an example along with the tablature, too, in case you need it. Listen. Thank you. play it a little bit faster, and I'm going to add some slides and hammer-ons so you can hear how it can be embellished. You'll be able to pick that up without any trouble, and any other song you feel like doing with this style. I guess I ought to point out to you that the strum is done in the full bum diddy way, except when the notes come so close together that you don't have time to complete the strum, and then you have to just play single notes with your index finger. So look at the tablature and you'll see where all that occurs. Let's try a hoedown now, something that's an instrumental, it's not a song, and it's one of the most popular songs for five-string banjo. And of course with this up-picking style, this is a style that very often is used for playing hoedowns and square dance tunes, so let's get right into Cripple Creek. Now if you follow the tablature, you'll see that we start on the first string, fifth fret. That's the same note, of course, as your fifth string, but it's a G, and it fits right into the G chord, of course. It's your tonic note, and that's the note that we're going to start the melody on, and very often you'll find that notes in the key of G, or songs in the key of G, will start on that note. I'm going to play it for you once up to tempo, so you hear what it's going to sound like. In case you don't know it, and there are verses to this song too, and I'll sing a couple of verses for you as well, so you can get the feeling of the song in case you don't know it.
Sleep, roll my bridges up to my knees. Wait, old Cripple Creek, when I please. Going down to Cripple Creek, going in a run. Going down to Cripple Creek to have a little fun. Going down to Cripple Creek, going in the whirl. Going down to Cripple Creek to see my girl.
Of course, you can go on and on with different verses, and if you're square dancing, you've got to play that for a long time and get your strength up. And there are lots of things that I did in there that might take some extra practice. There are lots of pull-offs, some hammer-ons, some slides, and it all sounds pretty complicated, but it isn't, because once you can play the basic strum, it's not really difficult at all. Let's slow it down. And why don't you follow the tablature? Now, there are different ways you can play this, and I might not play it the same way twice, but if you follow along on the tablature and you can hear the difference between the way I sometimes might play it and the way it's written, you'll get a pretty good idea of what to do. Now, the first note starts on the first string, fifth fret, and we do the full strum. Now, a lot of times what I do is I play the second string, third fret, and pull off, and then complete the strum. So from the top it's... Now the song goes to C, and I play the C and then the E. Second string, first string, and then back to G right away, so I don't have time for the strum there, and I just play the first string open. Let's take that again from the top. One variation that you can do, sounds just slightly different, is if instead of pulling off on the second string third fret, you pull off from the first string second fret, like this. Now, it's just a slight variation, you can do whichever you like better. Okay, let's take it from the top. Here we go. Now it goes to D7th. Third string, fourth string, third string open for G. Okay, from the top again. C. D7th. G. Now, some of the variations can be done on that D7th. For instance, a pull-off. We did this in the second tape when we were playing with the thumb lead. It's the same thing. You pick the second fret on the third string and pull it off with your left hand. And then you can do a double pull-off by going straight to the fourth string second fret and pulling that off. And then your open third string. Or, if you prefer, slide up to the 4th string 5th fret. Listen to that. Now the second time you go through it, now I slide up from the 3rd string 2nd fret to the 4th fret, strum, pull off on the 2nd fret, strum, hammer on the 4th string 2nd fret, strum, 3rd string open, strum. Here's the whole first part. Second part of the tune, the chorus, that says, going down a Cripple Creek, going in a run, going down a Cripple Creek to have a little fun, starts out with a slide on the third string from the second to the fourth fret, strum, and then a double pull-off, and a slide again, open, third string, strum, and another slide, strum, pull-off, pull off, hammer, strum, third string open. Okay, let's try that. Now don't forget that you rarely do this exactly the same way twice. For instance, sometimes I might go on the 4th string from the 2nd fret to the 4th fret, and then to the 3rd string open. Okay, here's the whole Cripple Creek. I'll do it slow first, and then you try to keep up with me, and I'll speed it up a little bit and see if you can keep up with me again. 1, 2, 3, go. Thank you. hopefully, if you take this slowly, learn all the elements separately, and then string them all together, and with a little practice, you should be able to do this at a nice, fast pace. Now, I'd just like to add one other thing for your weary fingers to contemplate here on this tune, Cripple Creek. We can add a lot of fancy-sounding stuff to a tune like this by doing a lot of pulling off, more than we've been doing. For instance, we can start with the tune the way we've been doing it. And then, instead of just going like this with a C chord, we can mix that up a little bit and start with the first string 2nd fret and pull that off, and then pull off the 2nd string. Or you can slide then up to the 2nd string 3rd fret. Listen to that. Another variation we can do is start out with a pull-off on the 1st string 5th fret, and then play the 2nd fret on the 1st string and pull-off, and then play your C, 2nd string 1st fret, E, and then slide up for the D. Now, if you really want to get fancy, you can add some hammer-ons to the second half of that first part of the tune. For instance, you can go like this, the first half, and then you can go... Now, I'll put that in the tablature, but you can... You can see how that would work. So there are lots of variations you can do on this. On the second part, you can go... Or... Then you can go up to the 1st string 5th fret again. Pull off on your 2nd fret. Pull off on your 2nd string 1st fret. 3rd string 2nd fret. 4th string 2nd fret. Then 4th string 2nd, 4th, and 3rd string open. Now that's pretty complicated, but here's the way that goes. Now I don't know if your fingers can do that yet, but if you're feeling game, you can try doing a variation like that. Here it is. I'll do it slowly, all the way through with all these pull-offs, and then I'll do it up to tempo, and it'll be time to turn the tape over. Okay, here we go. Time to turn the tape over, and we'll continue on the other side.